Unit 9. Listening Focus. Activity 4. Speaker 1.
It was Saturday, so the multi-story car park was jam-packed. I had to drive around for ages to find a space. I locked the car, headed for the lift, and got out at ground level where the shops are. It was only then I realised I hadn't registered which row I'd parked in, or even which floor I was on. I think I finally got it through my own thick skull that the secret is to make a mental note of where I am. Everyone kept staring at me, hanging around in the car park on my own. I could feel myself blushing. When most of the other cars had gone, I finally found mine.
Speaker 2.
I've always had trouble remembering my girlfriend's cousin's name. What pops into my head first is Antoinette, and then I think it's Brigitte. I usually avoid calling her anything, which was what I did last time we met. I don't think she noticed, but my girlfriend certainly did, and she was not impressed. She would barely speak to me for the rest of the afternoon, which made me feel pretty uneasy, I have to say. Boy, did she ever give me a talking to when we got home. There's actually an old song about a girl called Bernadette, and the experts say using a song or poem sometimes does the trick. I'll give it a go.
Speaker 3.
I was actually really looking forward to our wedding anniversary, but I was so busy I put it right out of my mind. By the time I remembered, all the decent shops were closed, and I ended up downloading a couple of new albums I thought he'd like on iTunes when I got home. He'd bought me some pearl earrings. I could tell he was thinking our anniversary was so unimportant to me I'd let it slip my mind. He looked miserable, and I felt terrible. Apparently there's some kind of anniversary alert app you can get, and they'll send you messages with suggestions for gifts. I'll have to go for that next year instead of relying on my memory.
Speaker 4.
My sister used to put these little sticky notes all over the house with things she was trying to commit to memory. You'd find them on packets of cornflakes and on the bathroom mirror, everywhere you'd least expect them to be. That's what I should have done, because even if I put things down on paper, if there are lots of facts and figures and so on, I get them all muddled up. For this subject, there were heaps of dates and place names. I knew that if I didn't get them straightened out in my mind, my chances of getting a good mark in the final exam were out of the window, and it turned out that I was right.
Speaker 5.
There I was in a busy station in the middle of France, and I needed to get some change for the ticket machine and get to the airport, or I was going to miss my flight. I studied French for about 7 years, but I've let it get really rusty. I was desperately racking my brains for the phrase, I need change. But all that came into my head were words in Spanish. Apparently, if you conjure up an image of the person who told you something, you sometimes remember it. So just when I was beginning to panic, I thought of my old French teacher, and suddenly a complete sentence popped into my head. I got my change.